Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you join us for the next hour or so, you will get the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapy. That's what we call Intelligent Medicine every week. Plus, you can call us at 888-302-3684. We'll take your calls. And we have a couple of calls on the call board, so we'll answer them momentarily. But so many stories this week to report on. And a little later, we're going to save this for the second hour. We're going to talk about Ebola confusion. The government and health authorities are in disarray because they made some pronouncements that were, you know, that they feel that that's their duty, you know, reassure the public, everything's under control, but everything is decidedly not under control. And we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about some proposed natural therapies for Ebola. Is it for real or is it bogus? Is it exploitive? We'll cover that in our next hour. 888-302-3684. This story is a story that I posted on my Facebook page. By the way, you can go over and like me there because every day I post stories of interest and relevance, hopefully, and you can get a constant stream of new health stories just by liking me on Facebook. They'll appear on your Facebook feed. Headline, sugar linked to memory problems in adolescent rats. Okay, well, what this relates to is something that we've been talking a lot about in the past couple of years. New book, actually a book that's been out for a while, the companion book, The Grain Brain Cookbook, just came out. And I interviewed the author, Dr. David Perlmutter, for a recent podcast. Grain Brain's been out for over a year, a huge bestseller. And it is a book that speaks to our current epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It's a terrifying specter because while we worry about things like Ebola, we've got some real serious danger coming down the road because of degenerative diseases that are going to incapacitate millions, tens of millions of aging baby boomers. And the demographics are scary. We just won't have enough money to take care of these people, and we won't have enough people to take care of these people. Maybe we'll invent robots to be attendants for people suffering from dementia. But it's a big problem. So we're looking for, obviously, drugs are not working. None of them work by admission of the drug manufacturers themselves and the medical establishment. They only may temporarily head off symptoms. So we're looking for natural approaches to stave off memory decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. And it's all about lifestyle, folks. It's about diet. It's about exercise. It's about the right kinds of supplements. And it's also about, to some extent, stress reduction. And so here's a study that suggests that the roots of dementia may be early in life. Sugar linked to memory problems in adolescent rats. Okay, these are rats, but a lot of similarities between rat brains and human brains. Studying rats as model subjects, scientists found that adolescents were at an increased risk of suffering negative health effects from sugar-sweetened beverage consumption. We know that in terms of cardiovascular disease. But how about the brain? The brain is especially vulnerable to dietary influences during critical periods of development like adolescence, according to Dr. Scott Kanosky. He is one of the authors of the study. He's an assistant professor at the USC College of Arts and Sciences, who collaborated on this study. It was published in a journal called Hippocampus. That's not a campus newspaper. Hippocampus is the part of the brain that's associated with memory. They looked at a group of rats. They gave them a high intake of sugar, or there was a comparison group that did not. They gave them what was the equivalent of what American teenagers may consume. American teenagers, 70% of the total caloric intake of teens in the U.S. consists of added sugars, i.e. candies and sodas, according to the Centers for Disease Control. So after the mice in this case were dosed with high amounts of sugar, they were then tested in mazes that probed their spatial memory ability. Adolescent rats that had consumed the sugary beverages, particularly high fructose corn syrup, performed worse on the test than any other group. And how can that happen? Well, they speculate that this has to do with inflammation in the hippocampus, the part of the brain that's most responsible for memory. So the authors conclude consuming a diet high in added sugars not only can add to weight gain and metabolic disturbances, but can also negatively impact brain functioning and cognitive ability. So, you know, we're conducting this vast, uncontrolled lab experiment with our teenagers and adolescents in America. And yeah, they're not lab rats, but there are a lot of similarities. How about adding some pot brownies to all those sugar sweetened beverages and maybe a few thousand tequila shots during college? And you'll see the result. Wait about 30, 40, or 50 years, and hopefully we'll not see a terrible scourge of memory problems in this group of youngsters who are exposed to too much in the way of brain-damaging substances. Okay, this one is kind of the flip side of what I just reported on. Here in the study that we just talked about, we're looking at adolescents. Here, we're looking at older adults. And one of the theories of Dr. Perlmutter and others is that sugar is a very unreliable fuel for the brain. What we want to do is we want to feed the brain fat preferentially, because fat forms what are called ketone bodies, which are a better utilizable steady state fuel for the brain. There are no ups and downs of ketone bodies, as with blood sugar, where episodes of high blood sugar can make you feel stoned and episodes of hypoglycemia can make you feel brain dead, cause you to have problems with word finding and, you know, create utter confusion and anxiety. Ketone bodies are a reliable fuel. So what they did in this experiment, this was done right here in New York at St. Luke's Hospital on the Upper West Side of New York. Providing ketone bodies to the brain can bypass metabolic blocks to glucose utilization and improve function in energy-starved neurons. Those are the brain cells. And what they did here is they came up with a new potent ketogenic ketone monoester. Okay, this is going to be probably a medical food. But basically, it's a form of readily utilizable fat for the brain. And this is what is called an N-of-1 study. It's a study not with hundreds or thousands or even scores of individuals. It's just a preliminary study with one individual who was suffering from pretty profound Alzheimer's dementia. And what they found is the patient improved markedly in mood, affect, self-care, and cognitive and daily activity performance. This ketone food was well tolerated during the 20-month treatment period, and they noticed that cognitive performance was perfectly correlated to levels of ketone bodies in the bloodstream, which acted as potent brain food. So, look, this is a very important principle, avoiding dietary sugar, but maybe even using therapeutic medical foods, the most cheap and available medical food for Alzheimer's and dementia these days is coconut oil, because coconut oil contains the short chain and medium chain fatty acids that ultimately get metabolized into ketone bodies. These often can be helpful for memory problems. So this is, you know, we got to do something, because we've got big problems coming down the road with an increasingly debilitated population suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's disease. And, I'm not sure they're going to come up with that magical medical cure. We've got to focus on ingenious strategies, and here are some of them. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We're starting to get calls. We'll take them in just a moment here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 888-302-3684. Someone's out there desirous of some information. Let's talk to Eric in New York City. Welcome, Eric. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My dad is 80 years old. He's got bladder cancer. He's being treated in New York City with BCG.
Right.
And
let's pause for a moment. Let's talk about what that is. For a listening audience, you know, bladder cancer is an interesting type of cancer. It forms on the bladder wall. And it's one of the only types of cancer that is actually treated with a form of immunotherapy where they introduce something into the bladder, which is actually it's a type of bacteria that stimulates the immune system to attack the cancer. It's actually a fairly old therapy, and it's one of the only cancers for which this actually works. But that's interesting. He has an early stage of bladder cancer, it sounds like.
And he's being treated with BCG. And my question is, in terms of nutritional support, is there anything you can recommend during the treatments and after the treatment?
Yeah, you know, the bladder is really an interesting organ because it is the repository for everything that you take in. In other words, you know, sometimes they say, why bother to take vitamins? You're just going to make expensive urine. Well, if that's the case, there's a transit point where all these vitamins and nutrients actually sit in your bladder for a while, and they literally soak or impregnate the bladder wall. So bladder cancer is very amenable, in my opinion, to nutritional support. And one of the things that I've done for some bladder cancer patients is we give them oral vitamin C, but even more impressive in terms of its anti-cancer effects is intravenous vitamin C, where we can get very high concentrations of vitamin C into the body. We might use, you know, whereas a person might take at most 5, 10, 15 grams of vitamin C a day orally, we could give them 50, 75, even 100 or more grams of vitamin C intravenously, and it's safe, it's well tolerated, and it sits in the bladder, and it actually has an anti-cancer effect. That's number one. Number two is I would pickle your dad's bladder in all kinds of anti-cancer substances, and we know of several. For example, vitamin D. Vitamin D has anti-cancer effects. Omega-3 fatty acids have anti-cancer effects. Curcumin, which is a derivative of turmeric, has anti-cancer effects. Maybe boswellan as well. Also extracts of the cruciferous vegetables like SGS. The long word for that is sulforaphane glucosinolate, but abbreviated SGS. It's actually the result of research at Johns Hopkins into what are called super broccoli sprouts that are helpful against cancer. Well, the extract of that is called SGS. And then there's another anti-cancer extract, a separate extract called DIM. And the product that we use is called DimPro. You might even throw chiolic aged garlic extract into the mix and do something to enhance immunity with advanced hexose correlated compounds. So there's a lot of things that can be done here. Selenium has anti-cancer effects. The whole gamut of antioxidants generally are helpful. And so in a case like your dad's, we might make a cocktail of antioxidants for him to take and administer the IV vitamin C. And the good news is that this hasn't penetrated the bladder wall. Otherwise, they'd be thinking about taking out the bladder. And in this case, they're not. All right. This item is kind of a resurrection of something that used to be talked about a lot. The grapefruit diet. Well, the grapefruit diet sounds like so passe, so 20th century. But the grapefruit diet is back because new research at the University of California, Berkeley, suggests that a closer look at the grapefruit diet may be warranted for weight loss. Pretty amazing. Now, here's a caveat. This study was done in mice, and I'm sure most of you will admit that most of your friends are not rodents, right? Maybe some, but most are not. And what happens in mice doesn't necessarily apply to people. But they found that mice fed a high-fat diet gained 18% less weight when they drank grapefruit juice compared with a control group of mice that drank water. Now, here's the catch. It only seemed to work when the mice consumed a high-fat diet, which is actually kind of artificial for mice because mice generally don't consume a lot of fat, right? You know, they consume mostly, you know, grains, relatively low-fat diet. But in the case of high-fat diet, this actually prevented them from gaining weight. And it was dramatic because they actually gained 18% less weight. At the end of the study, the mice that ate the high-fat diet and drank grapefruit juice not only gained less weight, but they also had a 13 to 17% decrease in blood sugar levels, a threefold decrease in insulin levels. We know that high insulin levels, metabolic syndrome, is a pathway to disease. They had greater sensitivity to insulin. In fact, the grapefruit juice worked as well in these mice as the drug metformin or glucophage, a commonly used diabetes drug. So pretty cool results. Once again, it was not applicable if the mice were consuming an ultra-low-fat diet. They don't precisely know what compound it is that works in grapefruit juice, but maybe there's something to it. Maybe we need to reinvestigate the potential weight loss and anti-diabetes effects of the grapefruit diet. Remember that? That's kind of like, what was that, like a 70s or 80s thing? It may be back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at Clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. It's my great pleasure. And we got callers, 888-302-3684, if you want to get through to us, or if you can't call today, well, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's one word, radioprogram@AOL.com. And that will enable you to get your question answered on our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's a podcast that you can download from iTunes, or you can download it individually from drhoffman.com. And that's a popular weekly podcast where we answer listener questions. I team up with Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mutin, and you can find it at drhoffman.com. Let's talk now to Matt from Lake Bluff, Illinois. How are you, Matt?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm very good.
How are you listening to the show? Do you have a local affiliate that's carrying the show?
I listen every day in the car.
Great. Oh, excellent. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for providing this wonderful program.
Okay. You have
I'm
a question?
I'm calling about my 21-year-old brother. Overall, very good health. He's a bodybuilder. For the past 4 weeks, he's experienced shortness of breath during all times of the day, occasional ringing in the ears, tingling sensation, and tiredness. His doctor has ordered a pulmonary lung function test, chest x-rays, EKG, allergy test, and has found nothing unusual. He hasn't offered any diagnosis.
Yeah.
However, I have noticed that he has an elevated mercury level of 10, and his symptoms seem to be in line with mercury poisoning. Mm-hmm. He does consume lots of tuna to improve his protein intake.
Yeah, you know, I think you're a good medical detective. Maybe, you listening to all those podcasts, you've taken it up by osmosis, sort of, and that's an important potential diagnosis for mysterious health problems. And of course, we have to rule out everything else. You know, he may have an infectious disorder. He may have some sort of circulatory problem. He may have a lung problem. He may have some inner ear imbalance problem. Any number of potential issues. But once, you know, typically many patients who come to see me have been to, you know, 4 or 5 or 10 or more doctors, and they have undergone workups that don't yield answers. And sometimes we have to look at more occult causes of illness. And one of them is mercury toxicity. And certainly someone who consumes lots of tuna, they'll build up high levels of mercury. And symptoms of mercury toxicity are some of them that you described: balance problems, ringing in the ears. Mercury is a poison for virtually every organ in the body, particularly the nervous system. So a level of 10, if that were shown to a conventional doctor, they'd say, well, you know, he has a little bit there, no biggie. But the test that really would be important would be something called a provocative chelation. If you can find a doctor who will perform a test with a challenge, such as DMSA, that's what we use here in New York, or potentially intravenous or oral DMPS, you'll actually get a better idea how much residual mercury there is in the body. And part of the problem is some people, they may not have huge levels, but they're hypersensitive to mercury. They don't have a good coping ability for discharging it from their bodies. So once you establish that, then you have to do mercury chelation. And then, you know, you use oral DMSA, you use intravenous DMPS or EDTA. EDTA is not as good for mercury as it is for lead. And you get it out of the body. And gradually, a lot of patients experience a clearing. So part of it is to avoid putting x-ray into your body. Sometimes there's an issue with dental fillings as well. That can be a cause of problems. It's plausible. I'm not entirely sure that's the right diagnosis, but that could be part of his problem. If all else fails in terms of finding an answer for him, that might be an avenue worth pursuing. And, you know, you've got practitioners out there in Illinois who know how to do this. So do you know any complementary physicians in your area?
Not yet. We're trying to see if his doctor, his conventional doctor, can offer any diagnosis. For now, he's just running additional tests.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I think that's the proper route at this point. We want to rule out the big stuff. You know, make sure that as an athlete, he doesn't have a large heart or some kind of potential damage, you know, to possibly, you know, to his lungs. You know, there are a number of things that need to be investigated. But ultimately, mercury might be worth, you know, looking into as a possible cause of his mysterious symptoms. And I thank you for calling. I thank you for listening to the podcasts. I hope you find them useful. Okay. This item is something that I'm going to rail about next week in our newsletter. This week's newsletter had to do with immunity, 17 nutraceuticals that you can take to support your immune system. That's apropos our current really virtual panic about infectious diseases, Ebola, raging, enterovirus, D68, the flu season looming. So I talked about immune enhancement in our newsletter. Next week, I'm going to talk about testosterone. In the wake of what I consider a terrible decision by an FDA advisory panel that is really going to put a chill on the use of testosterone for the condition of andropause. Andropause is the male equivalent of menopause. Many men suffer debilitating symptoms from andropause. They become depressed, they become weak, sedentary, lose motivation, they become fat, pre-diabetic. And it's not just a matter of sex, although sex is an important aspect of life. Testosterone has potent rejuvenating effects on many systems in the body. And because of this FDA advisory panel decision, there's going to be less testosterone prescribing. Insurance companies won't reimburse. Doctors will be afraid to prescribe. The rationale for the decision is because they've raised the specter of heart problems associated with testosterone. But that's based on some studies where, in some cases, they use synthetic injectable testosterone, which is a far cry from the natural bioidentical testosterone that I prescribe to patients, usually in creams that are applied to the skin, and they work fine, and we don't see heart problems. But I'm going to share with you something that comes from the other side of the pond. It really shows, like, the disparities in medicine today. Because while here in America, an FDA advisory panel is saying, unless you have totally trashed testosterone, unless your testosterone's totally bottoming out, don't take testosterone merely for its anti-aging effects. That's in essence what they're saying. Could be dangerous, yada, yada. In Europe, the European equivalent, of the FDA, they've got a pan-Europe agency because of the EU. It's called the EMA, the European Medicines Agency, multinational medical and scientific agency. Their review committee has concluded that there is no consistent evidence that testosterone increases the risk of heart problems in men with hypogonadism. And therefore, they suggest that there be no limits on testosterone prescribing, as the American doctors suggest. So here's another aspect to the testosterone story. There's new information that suggests that testosterone may be helpful for women in menopause. Yeah, I think with testosterone, that's a guy thing. No, when we provide hormone replacement therapy to women, yes, we use estrogen, natural bioidentical estrogen, also natural progesterone, instead of the phony stuff that's in drugs like Premarin and Prempro. But we also use DHEA, testosterone, because those are part of balancing the hormones overall. And here's a study in the October issue of Clinical Endocrinology. Taking testosterone supplements may improve memory in postmenopausal women. That's important, because a lot of women report at menopause that they feel kind of brain dead. Researchers in Australia recruited 92 women, age 60 on average. And what they found was they put a very small amount of gel containing 1% testosterone to their arm for 26 weeks. Memory and verbal learning improved significantly in the testosterone-treated group after 26 weeks. So testosterone, good stuff for the brain, the heart, for the muscles, and, of course, for another part of the body. Spoke to a woman yesterday who received testosterone therapy, And she's very happy with the effects on her, shall we say, marital relations. It really improved things for her and her husband. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We'll take additional calls if there are any. Otherwise, we've got lots to talk about in the remaining part of this hour and next hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. All right, we got lots to talk about, and among the stories that we want to share with you, you know, the calorie data that appears on foods, you know, it seems rather abstract. I mean, you eat something and you go, well, this is like 500 calories, 600 calories. That seems like a lot of calories, but after all, you know, humans need a fair number of calories to sustain themselves. So the calorie data tends to be a little meaningless, although, you know, we're seeing it more and more. You can go to a restaurant, you'll see the calorie data. Even fast food eateries are publishing calorie data, but it doesn't seem to make a difference in terms of stemming people's intake of high-calorie, nutrient-bereft foods. A 500 ml bottle, that's a half liter of Coke, contains 210 calories. That's more than a tenth of the daily recommended intake for a woman. And the scientists think that that statistic's really ignored by most people. It doesn't work in terms of health messaging. So somebody came up with an interesting idea. Actually, a group of researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Of course, Bloomberg would get behind an initiative like this because he wants to limit our intake of sodas, right? He was going to ban the 16-ounce soda in New York. Instead of telling people that it's such and so many calories, telling them that, in the example of the Coke, for instance, that it would take a 4.2-mile run or a 42-minute walk to burn off the calories might be more effective. So that's an interesting concept. It's, okay, this is a 4.2-mile run worth of calories. So this one is like a half marathon. So think about it before you imbibe it. All right, this item has to do with jet lag. You know, a lot of people are road warriors, and they're back and forth, traveling hither, thither, and yon. And we know that that has deleterious effects on sleep, right? And that has harmful effects on health. In fact, lack of sleep can produce metabolic syndrome and weight gain. But a new study suggests that there may be a different mechanism by which jet lag causes people to gain weight. And it's really quite interesting. It's in a journal called Cell. And what they discovered is that when they shift the biological clock of humans and animals, yeah, they develop jet lag. Okay, they feel tired. They have sleep problems getting adjusted to the new schedules, and they gain weight. But what the reason is not because of impaired insulin metabolism. Okay, that might be part of the reason. When mice were exposed to changing light-dark schedules and abnormal 24-hour feeding habits, because, of course, you're eating on the run, you're eating at weird hours, the gut bacteria changed. It changed in composition. It's normal rhythmic fluctuations because it changes whether you eat, whether you don't eat. It gets disrupted. And these jet-lagged mice gained weight and developed metabolic problems associated with diabetes because they think their gut bacteria shifted. So, you know, what the implications of that is maybe, just maybe, a strategy for jet-lagged travelers or shift workers, people who work weird shifts. You know, sometimes they, you know, work, they work days, sometimes they work nights, that these individuals might offset the adverse effects of shift work, not just with melatonin, which regulates the sleep cycle, but also with probiotics. All right, this one is kind of close to home because I just got a new iPhone 6. I was like one of the first kids on the block to pick up the new iPhone 6. It's very cool, and it's got all these great apps, and it's a terrific tool because with this little device, I can pull up all the information I need to do a broadcast in, you know, just give me 45 minutes with my iPhone, tiny device, very portable. I can even record a broadcast of a podcast if I'm in some remote location. I just need a small microphone, and I plug it into the iPhone, and I've got an instant recording studio. It's cool. I also got a new iPad because my last iPad conked out, so I'm all padded and potted and phoned out. But these things have touch keyboards, and some people have difficulty with the touch keyboards. I'm getting used to them. But there's a new concern. Using touchscreen keyboards on tablet computers for long periods of time could lead to strain in the shoulders. Now, why is that? Well, what? I mean, it's no biggie because, you know, typing on a regular, I mean, yes, you get strain in your shoulders from typing on a regular keyboard. But there's something special about typing on a tiny screen or even a, you know, an adequate size screen, because tablet users must keep their fingers hovering aboard the keyboard to avoid accidentally activating the keys. Have you noticed that? Is that just a little touch and all of a sudden you got some gobbledygook word? And this can lead to tension in the shoulders, which is a type of muscle exertion caused by holding still and not moving, because if you jerk or you move, you're going to type something absurd. So they took a bunch of individuals and they tested them, and they found that lo and behold, they had increased shoulder tension, and especially in the trapezius muscle in the upper back, which meant, you know, how many people have tight traps, tight trapezius muscles? You know, if you got somebody in close vicinity, just have them like massage your neck for a minute or so. You're going to see how, and your shoulders are going to drop several inches because you've got tight trapezius muscles. And so the suggestion is that these keyboards may wreak havoc in terms of people's backs and necks and create a lot of tension. All right, this item comes to us from the Journal of Medicinal Food. We're looking for things that help to prevent skin cancer. That's a big problem. When we expose ourselves to ultraviolet light, we get skin cancer, and the answer is not to hide from the sun because we want to get some vitamin D. We don't want to exchange one problem for another. But how can we prevent damage to our skin or skin cancer? Researchers in South Korea think they're onto something. They're testing an extract of fresh coriander leaves on human skin cells exposed to ultraviolet radiation. And what they found was that they were profound protective effects. The more coriander was used, the better the protection. They also did experiments with what are called hairless mice. Hairless mice, very vulnerable to sunburn, just like hairless folks. And what happened was, when they received either the coriander extract or popular anti-aging skin cream that had retinal palmitate in it, that's vitamin A, the mice treated with the coriander had higher pro-collagen in their skin. That's good in terms of skin elasticity, preventing wrinkles. Vitamin A didn't do a heck of a lot. There was actually 18% more pro-collagen in the mice treated with retinal palmitate than in the mice who were simply not treated. So that's pretty cool. Look to cori- I mean, don't it's cilantro extract and coriander seeds have related compounds that may be helpful against cancer. All right, check out drhoffman.com because this week we had a great podcast getting ready for Halloween. If you're gearing up for Halloween, we shared with you some fantastic tips on how to replace some of the sugary junk in your kid's trick-or-treat basket with more healthy alternatives. So get the junk out of your Halloween trunk with that podcast now available at drhoffman.com. Also, a clinical focus podcast on immunity, and that's, I think, news that you can use. Our newsletter article on that subject as well. Check it all out at drhoffman.com. Okay, we'll be right back in just a moment with more of Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us this hour.